Wednesday was disappointing. I think that from our own point of view, we obviously wanted to do well in the cups, and that goes without saying. We said that prior to it, but you know, to get through the rounds in the cups, you're going to have to overcome some tough ties. And I think when you're away from home, you're going to have to come up with the answers. And it's not always about the performance. Performance in the main was okay, but we never done enough in the forward areas. We never showed enough ability to go past people and create. And while I thought we were, for by and large, in control of the game, and comfortable, we were never totally at the same level as we were capable of. So we go behind with 7 minutes to go, and you've not really got a lot of room time to get back in it. So, and the thing with the cut is you're in or out, and unfortunately we didn't do enough to get through the tie. And but that said, you know, it takes different reasons for losing games. You know, and we look at our own reasons for that, but I think at the same time you've got to congratulate Hibs, who were very disciplined in their setup and deserve to go through.
Do you see tomorrow as a wee test of character? I mean, the boys have shown in the past they've always tended to bounce back after a setback.
You know, every game was a test. You know, I think whether it's playing in Celtic, whether it's hockey, then can you get up for a Hamilton game, or then can you deal with Hearts? There's always tests on us, you know. And but I'm confident we can meet challenges as we go along. The challenge to respond after losing a game has always been there, to be honest. You know, the players have shown that time and time again, but that doesn't guarantee anything. What we need to do is guarantee a level of energy, a level of performance individually, and hopefully get back to winning ways, because it will be a tough game up there.
Yeah, you always know you're going to get a battle against Yogi's teams, don't you?
Well, they're competitive, and a battle's probably a way of putting it, but they're also a team who set out to win. They go and ask questions, they play the game the right way. Huge admiration for the work John's doing up there. You know, I think that, you know, to have reached two cup finals in the last couple of years, win one, get the club into Europe, lose some key players last year, I think they naturally struggle to get results because of that, I think, and they were trying to get players in, but there's a familiarity about them again, and consistency, selection, performance, and then they're getting the results that you would expect from Inverness team. So he never mumps and moans about it, he just gets on with it, and it's really refreshing to see that, to be honest. And, but what we always get against them is a tough match, tight matches, whether it's a lot of goals in it or whether there's no many goals in it, there's always maybe only one goal separates the teams. And you know, we have to go up there and be as strong as we've been in the past up there, as good as we've been in the past up there, and hopefully get a similar result as we normally get up there.
And Graham and Willow, how are they?
Firstly, Willow is the recurrence ankle problem. He's had both ankles causing him a bit of problem, to be honest, over the last wee while. So I think we need to be fair to Willow, and because it's frustrating for him and me that when he has to miss games and come off because it. So I think we've got to be fair and try and get him properly rehabilitated, you know, and rather the pressure to get back. And I think that we've got to be fair to him. So he could be out for as long as 4 to 6 weeks, I would imagine, having seen him this morning. And Graham reported yesterday with still a lot of swelling still in that heel injury, which is a wee bit unusual injury, to be honest. We're hopeful that settles down over the next 2 or 3 days, and we'll have a better idea of the assessment and that. But we're hopeful that it's nothing too sinister, but at the same time, we're not entirely clear as why the injury occurred and the nature of the injury.